When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The following is paid for by Secure Money Advisors. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
You know, when I was a kid growing up, when somebody was talking about you, your mother used to say your ears were burning, right? Well, this guy, his ears must have been on fire this week because I was talking about him all week on the radio. And if he wasn't out of town, he'd have been on the air with me. But we've got him now, and I've been telling you all morning, this is the show, this is the guy, and you should all be thinking annuities and also never panic, because it will work its way through somehow, some way. Yeah, tariffs and all sorts of stuff to get to today. Secure Money Advisors. He's Brian Quaranta. He's back in the burg. He's got some special people in studio, and he's got a lot to talk about. Brian, what a week, what a week, what a week. But you know what's amazing? Everything that's been happening, and I've been talking about it on my show and blogging about it on my social media platforms, is what you've been talking about since the very first day I met you. You got to have that backup plan and annuities and all the other things that you do. If there was ever a place to be secure with your money, it's Secure Money Advisors.
People are asking us all week, how are things going? You guys must be stressed out. No, we're not. Because we have built a strategy that gives the public a peace of mind going into retirement. You cannot be positioned going into retirement where something like this recent week's sell-off in the market is going to impact you. And this is the position that people put themselves in over and over and over, is that they keep 100% of what they've accumulated over their working years at risk. And look, just a few weeks ago, we were talking about how high your 401k was, how high other people's 401k were. And just like that, in a blink of an eye, it's down.
And you kept saying that can happen.
That can happen. And you know, many people we've met with over that time that we talked about taking money off the table and protecting money. And I think some people, when, you know, I've got Ben Lewis here with me today. As a matter of fact, Ben's dad is a great friend of mine, but he's also a client. Ben's dad is a client.
Nice.
But because of Ben's dad, he got to see the internal workings of what we did for his father. And when Ben was graduating, he's like, man, I think I want to come work for you. I've just seen my dad's life change so much. I mean, look, let's talk about Larry for a minute. Maybe sure. He's even listening. I don't know.
He is. I told him to.
Okay. You did. But like, let's talk about Larry pre-Secure Money Advisors and then after he met Secure Money Advisors. What would you say was the biggest change in his life?
Well, the biggest difference, I mean, you know, and I tell folks that come into the office all the time, prior to Secure Money Advisors, he had a slew of traditional advisors who, all of whom really ended up losing money in the long term,
yep.
You know, in the tech bubble burst and, yep. and in 2008, 2009. Now he had the divorce crisis of 2012 as well. That
I think I did and Rob did too.
But that was a guaranteed 50% loss.
Yeah.
And really what, and I tell folks all the time, my joke is that what he found with Secure Money Advisors was not some magical investment that was going to predict him 25% rates of return. It wasn't a big bag of money that said, hey, go spend it. It was the first time in his life that he had actually really been shown a plan.
Yep.
And that was really the biggest game changer.
Yeah, for sure. And I think the biggest thing for us is that we're using a very sophisticated strategy when we're investing people's money, but yet it's so simple to us. You see, traders on Wall Street, Rob, use a strategy called a barbell strategy. A barbell strategy is literally when you have two different risk levels on either end of the spectrum. So if you, you know, if you're listening at home, you can kind of hold up your hands and make two fists. And on the left side of your, on the left fist would be your protected money, the money that's guaranteed and protected, doesn't have any correlation with the market whatsoever, can't go up or down with the market. It's got a steady rate of return. And then on the right hand side, or your right fist, would be your market money. That is money that has to be 100% long-term money, because in the short term, there will always be volatility. You never know when it's going to hit you. Think about the people that are getting ready to retire this year that just got slammed with this downturn, and how long this is going to continue to slide, nobody knows. But nobody likes this environment right now. You know, whether you love Trump or hate Trump, nobody likes the environment where there's uncertainty in the marketplace. So when you're seeing people throughout the course of the week now, what are some of the biggest concerns that you saw this week, especially with the market sliding?
Well, and I think you're exactly right. And you hit an interesting point there, is timing.
Yeah.
Right? Is everybody's coming in saying, is this the right time? Maybe I hold out.
Yeah.
We don't want to look at a retirement plan like that.
Right.
We want to know exactly, hey, this is my date and yeah, I'm done working.
Right.
I'm going to enjoy my retirement now. So really the biggest thing has been timing of
yeah,
when to do it.
Yeah. Do I sell now? Mm-hmm. Do I sell now? Is it going to go up a little bit more?
Exactly.
Isn't it going to go up a little bit more? You know, greed takes, you know, gets its claws in all of us, Rob. And, you
that'll change with age, gentlemen. There's no such word in my vocabulary anymore.
Yeah, right. No such thing, right.
No.
I've told this story before, but I'll tell it again. A really good friend of mine, I met him probably about 15 years ago. He came to a seminar of mine 15 years ago. His name's Wally. Wally did disability insurance. He insured most of all the doctors in Pittsburgh because doctors, believe it or not, if they lose the ability to work with their hands, they're done, right? So they have to insure their hands. And Wally was one of the biggest insurers out there of these docs. And he had said to me, we went to lunch one day, and I said, Wally, I said, what do you do with the money that you make? How do you invest it? He said, Brian, he says, you know, it's interesting you asked that, because at the time that we were having this conversation, he was probably 77 years old or something. He said, had I just taken every dollar I made and put it in an account earning 3.5-4%, I would have made more money over the long term than if I would have bought all these individual stocks that I thought were gonna, you know, be triple bangers, quadruple bangers, you know, or even, you know, some of these real estate investments or restaurant investments he got into. And he said, if all I did was keep that money consistent, and all I could think of when he was telling me this was the story of the turtle and the hare. Right. And we all know that childhood story, and we know which one won. Right. It was the turtle. And it was all about consistency, consistency, consistency. And that's what having a plan is all about. It's not about the big returns. It's about having a consistent strategy that doesn't all of a sudden sell off and you lose 20%. Because remember, when we lose money of 20%, we've got to do like 26 to 28% just to get back to even, right? So that's one thing people don't account for. Not only that, but if you're close to retirement and you're putting money into your 401k, just like that, poof, you've seen all those contributions disappear. How long it's going to take to get back, we never know. But because of that type of thinking, because somebody gets paid to convince you that it's a great idea to keep your money at risk, you're probably going to have to delay retirement. And I would tell you, the biggest thing we all want to avoid in retirement and the biggest threat is the uncertainty. And that's why I wrote my book, Right Track Your Retirement. It's a simple yet powerful guide to help you reduce risk, help you build income, and most importantly, provide you with peace of mind. And that's all we all want. And if you're feeling uneasy, like most people are, about your financial future, now is the time to act. This is not the time to kick the can down the road and not take action. So many people come to us and they share these concerns. They say, I can't afford the risk that I'm taking right now because I don't have the time to recover if the market goes down. And here we are, the market's going down. They're unsure about when to take Social Security. They don't know how taxes are going to impact them, which we're going to talk a little bit more about on the next segment. And their biggest fear, Ben, is what, do you think?
Running out of money.
Running out of money. Over and over again do we hear it.
He learns quickly, doesn't he?
He does learn quickly.
All right, listen. Also, you have to do this because it's the reason why I was going to probably track you down. You know what? Everybody wants to know what you think about these tariffs and how it might actually work. We just have to be patient.
Yes.
We're going to let you use your...
I do have some positive news about it.
Yes, that's why we have you here for your expertise. Now, listen, here's how you can get that first in-office review absolutely free. 800-656-8616, 800-656-8616. And to get a free copy of his book, Right Track Your Retirement, they'll send it to you and pick up the shipping to righttrackpittsburgh.com. Ben, of course, this guy, Mr. Karanta, and yours truly, Mr. Pratt, back with more of On the Money, Secure Money Advisors, On the Money today and every Saturday, 8 to 9, KDKA. Good morning.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, Secure Money Advisors On the Money. Get the book, Right Track Your Retirement. They'll send it to you. Pick up the shipping to righttrackpittsburgh.com. And to get that first in-office review, 800-656-8616. So I had a professor from your alma mater on the other night, Brian O'Rourke, an economics professor. We were talking about the tariffs because I knew you were out of town. So I went to your alma mater, and he did an excellent job, got a bunch of favorable reviews. But let me ask you, how can this actually work in our favor long-term, what's happening with these tariffs? And you can't judge 2 days of the stock market. And right away, my listeners this morning were pushing the panic button. Some are still all in. But please talk about the right side of this thing, if it works, and how it could benefit all of us.
Yeah. Well, you know, I remember when they used to call tariffs import taxes. Mm-hmm. Remember that? Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it was imported taxes on goods, you know, was just a way to acquire tax dollars. And so I think it's going to work out really well, because here's how I see it. First off, we've got to start making things again in this country. I mean, there's been a study done, and we looked at this during the pandemic and looked at the supply chain, you know, especially during the pandemic. And if we were to have a catastrophic event of some type of war, we are in big trouble because we don't make anything in here. We don't even own the ability to make our own medicines anymore, Rob. I mean, this is very dangerous for our country. So think about how this is going to happen. So if you think about it, what's going to happen is we're going to apply these tariffs, right? And it's going to raise capital for the United States. And that's going to help pay down the debt. But if you're a foreign country and you want to get rid of having to pay for these tariffs, it's going to force you to have to move your factory into the United States. Once you move the factory into the United States, you can now hire American workers. You can now start to have profits, right, with these new factories and new businesses. And then we can eliminate the tariffs. But the money that these new factories are generating will generate the tax revenue to continue to pay down debt or put us at some date maybe in a surplus. Plus, I believe that as the market starts to come down, I think Scott Bessent is really going to put some pressure on the feds to lower interest rates. And I think as we see interest rates come down, you're going to see the markets start to come back very strongly, because let's face it, Wall Street loves cheap money. They don't like expensive money. So they like cheap money, and that's what allows for innovation. I can borrow at a cheap price, I can innovate, and I can still be profitable off of innovation. So I'm very optimistic on the tariffs. I do not see it being a bad thing. And if anybody does see it as being a bad thing, they just don't understand how economics works.
Well, because of what you do at Secure Money Advisors, it also gives the everyday person like me a chance to maybe buy a stock that was out of our price range.
100%. I mean, if you have, now this is going to be a Wall Street technical term, okay?
Okay.
They call it dry powder, all right? Dry powder is just a fancy word for how much cash do you have sitting on the sideline. So if you have money sitting on the sideline right now, this is the time when you want to look for some really good discounted buys. I mean, if you just look at just buying the S&P 500 right now. I mean, that's a discounted buy. The mag stocks, you know, are a good buy right now. So there is no doubt that right now can be a time to enter into the market and get in at some really, really, really great prices. And people should be considering that if they can afford the risk. This is the key here. Where are you at this point in your life? How much runway do you have before you're ready to retire? Because if we buy in, right, with additional money that we have on the sidelines and this thing hasn't shaken out yet, this can put people in trouble and delay retirement. And most people that we meet, Ben, you would probably agree, do not want to delay retirement. Usually they want to retire at the date that they want to retire.
That's exactly right. And I said in that first segment there, timing is the biggest thing. And that's why you really don't see people have retirement parties anymore.
Right. Yeah.
Because it used to be you hit a certain service time and you could go, but that's not the case anymore. So we continue to see people, especially now, say, oh, okay, maybe till this June. Maybe till next June.
Yes.
And then they're not doing those bucket list of things that they promised themselves that they do.
Not only that, Rob, but right now, what a fantastic time to look into purchasing an annuity. Here's why.
Sideline money.
Interest rates are still super high on annuities right now. I mean, we were getting 10-year fixed rate annuities at 6% guaranteed interest for 10 years. 10 years. I'll take 6% for 10 years all day long.
And just think of this. I said earlier today, it's kind of like NAFTA in reverse. They're coming back here now. All the jobs and companies who've never done anything here are going to be coming to America again. It could be the second wave of the Industrial Revolution. It may not happen overnight, obviously, but I see so much coming back. And you talked about interest rates. If people start refinancing their homes,
yes,
that's going to be a lot of money that's going right into the treasury.
And the other thing I think is, you know, all these other countries that tariffs are so bad, then why do you charge us?
Right.
You know, why do you charge us?
We're paying for essential goods that we used to make here in America.
That's exactly
and
right.
The best example is when we had the pandemic and we couldn't even get ventilators.
Yes, that's a great, great example. And again, the supply chain is so messed up right now for the country that if we did get into some type of a catastrophic event or a war, we are in big trouble because we don't own that supply chain
anymore. And you know what would be the good blueprint to prove this works? And this is why the people of Japan and Nippon Steel were so smart. They were thinking outside the box about coming here because of the tariff situation. They get within our borders making steel. That's going to be a great partnership for U.S. Steel.
I mean, you think about it. I don't know what the complete stats are. Maybe you do. But I don't know how much of a percentage of what we create anymore in this country. I know it's very, very, very,
very
low.
Very low.
Very low. But look, think about this. A lot of people will say, I've heard Tim Cook say this from Apple before. Hey, Tim, why haven't you made Apple's factories over here in the United States? He says, we just didn't have the workforce for it. We didn't have the trained workforce for it. And over in China, they have very low labor costs and they have a lot of people to be able to produce these phones. However, the reason why we're going to be able to bring factories back here in the United States and actually make them profitable without having, you know, the amount of the workforce that like China does is because of AI. AI is going to play a big role in this. Go up to Maddox and I, my son, we're just up at the Tesla dealership, and they've got Optimus up there ready to go, man. And I don't know if you've seen Optimus, but he is the full autonomous robot ready for sale next year, $30,000. You could be doing your laundry, Rob, mowing your lawn, painting your fence. You'll never be stressed out again.
Listen, since you were gone, you may not be aware of this. Ben might, because he was here and I know you were busy. Homer City, population 900, where the coal-fired power plant was knocked down. Literally days after the rubble finally settled, $10 billion investment. They're putting in a data center, AI data center, that'll be powered by a natural gas facility that when it's all said and done, after 10,000 union trades will be working to build this thing, 3,500 full-time employees, 3 times plus the population of Homer City. That's good business.
That's good business. And I don't give stock tips, but I will give a tip here. One of the things that all these data centers are going to need is water.
Yeah.
They're going to need water for cooling. And Pittsburgh is a great place for water.
Three rivers, baby. Three rivers. I'm telling you, this is why these folks are pros. This is what they do every day. You don't want to negotiate or navigate this stuff by yourself. So you got to get your hands on his book. And that book is entitled Right Track Your Retirement. And how do you get it? RightTrackPittsburgh.com. And that first in-office review, you're listening today. Uncertainty, what's going on? This annuity thing, I want to know more. Maybe I want to get in on some of these stocks that are usually out of my price range. Call right now to get the first in-office review. 800-656-8616. 800-656-8616. This story is just too big not to use his expertise. But when we come back, we're going to be talking about taxes, retirement, and more. Things that they do every day at Secure Money Advisors. It's your Pratt Pack. This is KDKA 100.1 FM, AM 1020. Again, their number, 800-656-8616, RightTrackPittsburgh.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The following is paid for by Secure Money Advisors.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Secure Money Advisors on the money. Here he is, Brian Caranta. Brian.
Yeah, so S&P down 9.1% over the past week, huh? NASDAQ down 10. NASDAQ's almost entering bear territory. So hopefully it's short term. But again, if you haven't taken the time to look at putting together a plan that involves protection, you need to. And this is why I wrote my book, Right Track Your Retirement, because you should be able to take risk with your money without the panic and worry that your plan may not work out. Ben, let me ask you. You know, every week we see probably 25 to 30 new people a week.
Sure.
Some of the things that you're seeing right now on a weekly basis, people obviously concerned that are coming in, that are losing money. What are some of the strategies that we're showing them right now to help them offset losses, build future income, and then even buy some time on that stock market money?
Yeah, the annuity has become a really strong option.
Mm-hmm.
With that, and there's options right now that we have a lot of being an independent firm. One that we've utilized is with a company called Global Atlantic, a strong insurance company, and they offer a real money bonus of 14%, and that's on your real money. So I can think of a gentleman just off the top of my head who started with $300,000. He saw a decrease in value to $270,000. We were able to instantly, just like that, get him back over the hump, back to above where he started from.
Over $300,000.
Over $300,000.
Yeah, because of the 14% bonus.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's a real bonus, meaning he actually, he owns it day one.
You see that in your account back.
Yeah, there's no strings attached.
Yep.
And people need to be careful of those bonuses because there's...
Sure, there's a lot of bonuses that that aren't truly bonuses on your money. So it's important to sit down and make sure that you're looking at the right thing.
Yeah, we always say the truth is in the fine print, right? That
yes.
That most people don't read. But when you work with millions and millions of dollars a year in annuities, you know, you become very familiar with all of this fine print.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you solve the problem of safety and you start showing people how to protect a portion of that money that then can lead to supplementing their income above and beyond what they're getting in Social Security, the money that they do leave in the market, how do they feel about it?
It is gravy, almost. They don't have to panic in times of volatility, in times like these,
right,
that we're currently in. And it's an incredible peace of mind because at the end of the day, Brian, what we've found is sitting in the conference room, people don't know all this terminology. They don't know what large cap and small cap, but a lot of people don't.
Right.
What they want to know is that their lifestyle is not going to be changed.
That's a great point.
Their lifestyle is not going to be hindered.
That's a great point. I mean, I don't know any retiree that wants to go into retirement and have their lifestyle change.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, in 25 years of doing this, I've seen people that have had to change their lifestyle, people that have had to come out of work, I mean, come out of retirement, go back to work, or have had to delay retirement. And I think uncertainty is the biggest threat to all of our retirements. And when I wrote Right Track Your Retirement, it was because I wanted people to understand that there is a strategy out there that you can follow that will eliminate the risk and provide you with the income you need, but still keep you positioned for long-term growth to keep pace with inflation. Because that's everybody's concern when you go to safety is, well, how am I going to keep pace with inflation? Well, I can tell you the first way to keep pace with inflation is not lose 20% of your money. Right? That's a big key right there. Matter of fact, that's one of Warren Buffett's main rules is if you want to keep pace with inflation, don't lose any money. And his second rule is don't forget the first rule. But when I wrote Right Track Your Retirement, I wanted to make it a simple read. I call it an airport read or an airplane read because I always wanted to get on an airplane, take a 2-hour trip somewhere on an airplane and be done with the damn book. And too many authors go into too much detail about their life history and why they do what they do and all this kind of stuff. We wanted to give people the facts and that's what we've done. But look, folks, if you can't afford the risk that you're taking because you don't have the time to recover, let me just say this. When I started in the financial industry, and Ben, you know this story, back in 1999, when I was working at the big financial firms and I saw the tech bubble burst, I had taken a call from a gentleman that changed my life. And literally to this day, I still think about him. And he was so distraught over the amount of money that he was losing that he told me, he said, I need to get out of the stock market today. I cannot lose another dime. And I'm new at the firm. I don't know what to tell him. So I go to his financial advisor and I let the financial advisor know that I've got this gentleman on the phone. He's upset. He wants to liquidate his accounts and go to cash. Are you okay if I place the trades and go to cash? And the financial advisor said to me, son, I know you're new here, but there's a lot you need to learn. And that is we don't sell during down markets. We ride it out. So I want you to get back on the phone with him and I want you to let him know that everything's going to be fine. It's just a paper loss. And over the long haul, it will come back. Well, I was always taught to be a rule follower. You know, my mom taught me to say please and thank you and to be a rule follower. And so I went back to the phones and I got on and I said, Sam, great news. I said, I talked to your advisor. He said, don't worry about anything. He says, you're on the right track. He says, everything's going to come back eventually. It's just a paper loss right now. You didn't actually lose any money. And, you know, within time, this money will come back. And remember, you're in it for the long haul. And what he said to me next literally changed my life. He said, Brian, I'm 75 years old. How much damn long haul does this guy think I got left, you know? And this is all the money he's got. And he's using it to live off of. So think about it. As the market's going down, he's still pulling money out on a monthly basis, compounding his losses, locking into his losses. And here's what I learned real quick in the financial industry. It is really easy, folks. Listen to me very carefully when I say this. It is really easy for somebody to tell you to take risk with your money, especially when they get paid a fee or a commission to do it. Don't forget that. You know, one of the things that people don't understand about annuities, Ben, is do we get a reoccurring fee on those annuities every year?
No, we don't.
It is the worst business model I could have ever chosen, Rob Pratt.
But you want to live long and prosper.
I do. I want to put my head on the pillow right. And sleep well at night.
Absolutely.
You know, it is the worst business model a financial advisor can choose. Why? Because in order for you to stay in the business, in order for you to continue to service your clients, you have to continue to grow because you don't get to sit back and earn money whether the account's up or down, which when you're dealing with stock market money, right, the advisor gets paid whether the market's up or whether it's down.
Yep.
And I quite frankly still don't understand that whole philosophy, but you know, it is what it is. That's how the industry works right now. But
yeah, and it's an interesting point, Brian, because we think about when I was in school, you learn about stocks and bonds, but I hadn't heard the word annuity
right
until I met, well, really when my dad met you.
Right.
And it's just not talked about. And I think that that's one of the reasons why.
I know. And Larry, like me, owns like five annuities now.
Yeah. He's a like,
what
money
do you,
guy.
He's like, what do you got now? What do you got now? He's like, I love this one. It's paying 5%. This one's, anyway, folks, look, like I said, uncertainty is the biggest threat to your retirement. Don't go through another day having uncertainty. Come into our office, sit down with our team, go through a comprehensive planning strategy. We are not there to sell you anything. We're there to help you solve problems, and that's what we want to help you do. So go to righttrackyourpittsburgh.com and get a copy of my book and read it and take the time to come in and sit down and go through your accounts.
And you can do that. Get that first in-office review. That is free, 800-656-8616. And to get Brian's book, Right Track Your Retirement, righttrackpittsburgh.com.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, one more segment with Brian and Ben, Secure Money Advisors on the Money. Let me just give you the number again to get that first in-office review. Free, 800-656-8616, 800-656-8616. And to get Brian's very popular book, Easy Read, will change your life, especially in these turbulent times. It'll give you a clear path. Right Track Your Retirement. You can get a free copy. They pick up shipping to righttrackpittsburgh.com. Brian.
Yeah. And Rob, I just want to say too, folks, it's not just about the numbers. It's about the security, the clarity, the confidence, and the control that you have with the right type of planning. With the Right Track Your Retirement planning process, you'll learn how to take control of your financial future, reduce any unnecessary risk, and finally feel confident that you can stay retired and retire when you want to be able to retire. And again, righttrackpittsburgh.com, you can get everything right there. So, Ben, let's talk a little bit on a brighter side, taxes.
Fun.
But, yeah. So a lot of people always think that taxes go down in retirement, do they?
Not always, Brian. And, you know, that's kind of what you're always told is, oh, you know, delay the tax bill. You're going to be in a lower tax bracket when you retire. But, you know, between your Social Security is taxable income, your required minimum distributions, if you're that age, your pension, if you're lucky enough to have one. And remember, too, I mean, one of the other common misconceptions is that people say, oh, you only need 80-85% of your income that you had when you were working in retirement. But think about when you spend money now. It's on Saturday. It's on Sunday.
That's right.
And in retirement, every day is Saturday and every night is Friday night.
Yeah.
That's when those you're spending money on those things. So it's
I always remind folks, too, that when you retire, your main job is to replace your paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
But you also must have a paycheck in retirement, because this is when you're going to go want to do all the things you'd want to do, right? So you got to focus on building the paycheck with the money that you've accumulated, but you also have to think about that paycheck too. So what about income is taxable in retirement, by the way? You know, if you talk about like IRAs, Roth IRAs, things along those lines.
Yeah. So there's two different types of IRAs you talked about. Obviously, your traditional IRAs, the money that you've deferred that tax bill, that you've gotten the tax break on the way in, is going to be taxed on the way out and all the growth along the way. Pretty much anything the IRS has not gotten their hands on yet, they will. But your pension is taxable income to you. Social Security, while it is tax advantaged for a lot of folks, Social Security is taxable, but there's options, right? Like Roth IRAs that can provide tax-free withdrawals. You know, you don't get the tax break going in, but tax-free withdrawals and some strategies that can really be really beneficial for folks. And it's important to consult with somebody who's knowledgeable and has that type of planning skills to create a plan that is going to capitalize on all those benefits that are available.
And I'll leave you with one last question. What do you think is the most common mistake people make about retirement taxes?
It's not necessarily now, but it's looking at a tax liability in the future.
Yeah, right.
And that really comes in two folds, right? I mean, when we look at right now, we're in historically a very favorable tax situation.
That's right.
Right? So that can be, what's your tax liability going to be on yourself in the future when we do have to start taking those pesky requirement minimum distributions? But two, with your beneficiaries of your money.
Yeah.
Right? Now, everybody's got a different a different idea of that, right? Some people have a big priority to leave money to their kids, to their beneficiaries. Some people are thinking, if the last check to the undertaker bounces, that's fine with me. But for everybody, you don't want, you know, 50, 60, 70% of it going to Uncle Sam.
That's right. And so tax planning, just remember, folks, tax planning is different than getting your taxes done. Tax planning is something you have to do looking into the future. Getting your taxes done is when you meet your tax account, and you got to have it filed by April 15th. Two very different things. Again, folks, thanks for joining us for another show here. And remember, go to righttrackpittsburgh.com, get a copy of your book, and schedule that appointment. Don't be afraid to come in and see us. We are a nice group of people. We're never there to sell you anything. We're there to help you solve problems and give you the peace of mind and security you deserve.
All right, Ben, nice meeting you again. Brian, always good to see you. Nice to have your sister back in the building with us as well. And Rob Taylor's coming up next with that news. Let me remind you again, Right Track Your Retirement. Get a copy of the book. They'll pick up the shipping, too. Do it today at righttrackpittsburgh.com. And to get that first in-office review, absolutely free, 800-656-8616, 800-656-8616.
The proceeding was paid for by Secure Money Advisors. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program. Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations or its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific opportunity, offering, or issuer. Any discussion on performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Foundations does not provide legal or tax advice.